Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City with a special edition of the Harlequin Author Spotlight, and we are chatting with author Rebecca Coleman about her new book, The Kingdom of Childhood. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you very much.
The Kingdom of Childhood has been called an absorbing, multi-layered work of fiction that is equal parts enchanting and unsettling, and deals with a particularly dark and disturbing crime with a teacher having a sexual relationship with one of her young male students. I have to know what drew you to this subject as a writer.
Well, I was doing household chores at home while my youngest child was running around the house, and I was watching the news, and there was a case on the news at that time about a teacher who had been arrested for having an affair with a 13-year-old student. And I probably shouldn't call it an affair. I should probably say she was arrested for having a sexual relationship with him. And I think I had the same reaction that most of us do, where I thought, why would you do that? And as is often the case, this is a teacher who had a long history of getting awards, and she had an excellent reputation, and she had a family, and there seemed to be so much at stake for her. And I was just really disgusted by it. But in asking myself, why would she do that, I realized that's a really good question for a book. Because if you can figure out what someone's motivation is to do something that you can't possibly imagine why they would do, you can really get a good story there.
So in your research for the novel, what did you learn about the psychology of the kinds of women who have sexual affairs with underage students?
Yeah, I did quite a bit of research, and what I discovered is that they're usually in their 30s and 40s. They usually have difficulty in their marriages, and they very often have histories of childhood sexual abuse. They have a certain type of personality that I think is similar to the way Judy's comes out, but often they're very shy. Sometimes they're outgoing, but the book is set at the same time, the same year, as the Mary Kay Letourneau case, which is probably the most famous of the teacher-student relationship cases. But Judy is quite a different character from her.
It's also set somewhat controversially in a Waldorf school, and I'm sure that's going to make it a much discussed and much debated novel.
Yes, I think so. I think the thing that's unique about Waldorf schools, which is why I used it as the setting, is that they place such a very high premium on the purity of childhood and in protecting children from negative influences. And I have a lot of admiration for that, but I think it is also a difficult subject because it makes it so that the teachers really, really have to embrace the idea of protecting the students. And that's a very difficult thing to do at this day and age.
Agreed. So you said that Judy is an incredibly complicated character. What were the challenges that you faced in creating her character with so much depth and yet the honesty that you bring to it?
Well, the most complex thing in writing Judy as a character is that I wanted her to be believable in the role that she was playing, but I didn't necessarily want the reader to come away feeling very sympathetic to her, because I didn't feel very motivated to make readers have sympathy for a statutory rapist. And then, of course, when I was pitching it to agents, and then when my agent was pitching it to publishers, they were I was getting a lot of feedback that she wasn't likable enough. She wasn't likable enough. And I thought, well, I wasn't really trying to get you to like her. I was trying to make her story interesting. And I think I accomplished that.
As a writer, why do you feel that it's important to tackle difficult subjects like this in your work?
Well, I am not only a writer, but of course I'm also a very avid reader, and I like material that's edgy. I like things that raise interesting questions that make me think about how I feel about different subjects. And there are a lot of books I enjoy that are sort of universally loved by everyone, and I think that's great. I don't, I would never discourage writers from writing things everybody loves, but I think that there's a special challenge in writing a book where people will feel very strongly about it one way or another, and because in doing that, you can really have a conversation about the subject. And to me, that's one of the most exciting things about reading a book, is being able to discuss it in that way.
And that conversation. So what's next for Rebecca Coleman?
Well, I'm working on a book right now that's called Merciless Savages, and it's about a family that is dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder in one of its members, who is a soldier returned from Afghanistan, and how his PTSD impacts the whole family in ways that are very explosive. So I think my readers will really like it.
Sounds like another challenging novel.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much again, Rebecca Coleman, for sitting down and chatting with us. Once again, the book is called The Kingdom of Childhood. Thank you.
Thank you.